Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Brother Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters, I have not been called by man or some religious denomination to preach, but I have been supernaturally raised from the dead and called by God the Father and Jesus Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit to bear witness to the truth that will make you free if you apply the truth in your lives. It never ceases to amaze me how hard the hearts of Americans are to receiving the gospel of the kingdom, which says we must die in order to have the life of Christ. God, in His great boundless grace, has raised this preacher from the dead and sent me to warn all you church-going people of your deception and the eternal judgment that awaits you if you do not repent, turn from and come out of every way, gospel and church, that is not the way of the cross and the gospel of the kingdom. I see the churchgoers go on living their religious lives void of God's life-giving fellowship that comes only through a baptism of death. I see their religion slowly conforming them to the ways of the world, putting them into a deep slumber, and they go on sleeping in their cold, hard-hearted, blind state, laying up treasures on earth, completely unaware of the times we're living in and the urgency the Holy Spirit is trying to impress upon them that the day of vengeance of our God is hastening to its mark and the time and space to repent is getting shorter and smaller. I am warning you, brothers and sisters, if you do not wake up to the reality that there is no righteousness apart from the faith in the death of self with Christ on the cross, and take up your cross in total surrender and commitment to the Father's will and seek only His desires, you will not be counted worthy of the Lord at His coming. You will miss the rapture and you will suddenly wake up in hell to burn forever. The rich man in Luke 16:28-31, who could easily represent most of the church-going people of today, when he discovers to his horror that his hell was real and that it is an eternal place of torment, misery, and pain, he called out to Abraham to send Lazarus from the dead to testify to his five brothers. And Abraham let him know that they had the Bible, let them hear the word in it. And the rich man said, they would repent if one went to them from the dead, and Abraham said they won't. Abraham's reply is echoing to churchgoers of this generation to say that if they have the written word of God and they don't desire to hear and obey the spirit of His word, they won't be persuaded by or listen to the word delivered to them, even from one raised from the dead. My beloved brothers and sisters, I can testify to the truth of that word. If church-going people don't desire to hear and obey the word of God with all of their heart, all of their mind, all of their souls, and all of their strength, more than the things of this world and more than their daily bread, and no matter what it costs them, even unto death, when they hear the word of testimony from one raised from the dead, they will not be persuaded to repent from their religious witchcrafts and sorceries that have long since put Jesus to death inside of them and returned to the life of Christ offered them only through a loss of their life and a taking up of their cross daily in the death of self. Let us pray from 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 8. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for Your grace which was given to us by Christ Jesus through faith in the baptism of death. We pray that we may continue to be enriched in everything by You and all utterance and all revelation knowledge of what Christ did for us on the cross, even as the testimony of the risen Christ is confirmed in us as He lives His life through us by the faith doing Your will, so that we come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, subjecting all things unto Himself, who will also confirm us to the end that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, I ask You to anoint the speaker to speak forth Your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives the utterance, and that You would anoint the ears of the hearer to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. Father, I ask You to send faithful laborers to water the seed sown, that it would bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold fruits of righteousness in your kingdom to the praise and glory of God Almighty. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown today or from sowing your tares. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord would have me to continue teaching on the rapture of the church of Jesus Christ. This is part two of the rapture of the church. We can see in Hebrews 6, 1 through 2, that the doctrine of the resurrection of the dead is one of the foundational principles of the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of Christ being that we have to lose all of our sin life through the faith in the cross in order to gain Christ's eternal life. The Holy Spirit lets us know in 1 Corinthians 15, 17, that if Christ be not raised from the dead, that is to live his life through our bodies, then our faith is in vain, and we are yet in our sin nature. This doctrine of Christ is what Paul called the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. For Jesus to be our Lord and give us his eternal life, we have to lose our sin nature life in a baptism of death with Christ on the cross through the faith that our sin nature died there with him and no longer lives. Then we have to freely choose each and every day to give the resurrected Lord Jesus inside of us the free use of our body through the faith as a living sacrifice by obeying the Holy Spirit. Apart from being completely dead to self, we can do nothing that is accounted as a righteous work in the kingdom of God or be ready for the rapture. The Holy Spirit shows us in 1 Thessalonians 5:9 and Revelation 3:10 that it is a promise of God to keep the faithful from his wrath and from the hour of trial which shall come upon all the world. And in Revelation 1:19 we saw that the wife of Christ has made herself ready. Today we want to take a look at another component of the rapture, and that is where we have laid up our treasures. Taking inventory of where our treasures are laid up will let us know where our heart or spirit will be at the time of the rapture. Jesus lets us know in Matthew 6:21 and Luke 12:34 that where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. My beloved brothers and sisters, where is your treasure, on earth or in heaven? Laying up treasures in heaven will draw or pull our hearts up to heaven at the time of the raptures, and laying up treasures on earth will bind or chain our hearts to earth when the rapture takes place. Laying up is something we do right now every day. We are right now either laying up treasures on earth that we will enjoy now, or we are laying up treasures in heaven that we will enjoy later. This laying up is something that we do every day, whether we realize it or not. The philosophy of the world is that things, self-esteem, self-recognition, pride in things done or acquired, make people happy. And those are the earthly treasures. So what are the treasures of heaven? The things of heaven are intangible things, such as good deeds done by the resurrected Christ in us, the work of the ministry of reconciliation, which every child of God has, done by the resurrected Christ in us, the displaying of attitudes in the fruits of the Spirit toward others, us being formed into the image of Christ day by day as we obey the Holy Spirit. Prayer for God's purposes to be accomplished. Prayer for others to come into the kingdom of God. And Christ being formed in others we disciple. The preaching of the gospel of the kingdom to the poor in spirit. The setting at liberty those that are bruised and oppressed by false doctrine. The preaching of deliverance to the captives of false religion. The opening of the eyes that have been blinded by false religious leaders. The proclamation of the acceptable year of the Lord and the preaching of the day of vengeance of our God and financially supporting all of these endeavors, etc. These are things which moth and rust cannot corrupt and thieves cannot steal. The Holy Spirit in 1 John 2:17 lets us know that all earthly treasures that are lusted after on earth and the desires of them and the hopes in them will pass away when this world is destroyed. Jesus warns us that moths consume them, rust corrupts them, thieves break in and steal them, and when this world is destroyed by fire, they will all end. Jesus told us in Luke 12:15 that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses. He warns us in Matthew 13:22 that there is a deceitfulness to worldly riches that will choke his eternal life out of the believers. My beloved brothers and sisters, our treasures hold a tremendous power over us. Where our treasures are, there will our heart be also. Our treasures will draw us like a magnet to either heaven when the rapture takes place, or they will bind us to the earth at the time of the rapture. To be a part of the bride of Christ, we have to be divorced from the things of this world. Christ will not marry someone whose heart is not with him in heaven. The bride of Christ is right now preparing herself by purifying her heart from the attachments to created things so that she may remain entirely indwelling in the Creator. My beloved, only the pure in heart shall see God. We cannot seek the kingdom of God and serve God and seek and serve the things of this world. The Holy Spirit lets us know in Colossians 3:1 that if the resurrected Christ is living within us, we will seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. We cannot serve Christ in heaven and love the things of this world. If Christ is not resurrected from the dead to live through us by the faith, then we are yet in our sin nature and will be left behind when the rapture takes place. One of the keys to the first resurrection, the rapture from this world, and eternal life is found in the power of the resurrection lived out through us by the resurrected Christ through the faith that we are crucified with him. He is the resurrection and the life. If Christ is not resurrected in us, doing the will of the Father now, day by day, then we are not laying up treasures in heaven, and we will do the work of the flesh and lay up treasures on this earth by default, which will chain or bind us to this earth when the rapture takes place. And all of our treasures laid up on earth will guarantee that we will drink of the wine of the wrath of the Lamb of God after the rapture takes place. How can anyone with the indwelling Christ living in their bosom lay up treasures on this earth and sow to the flesh in false doctrines that encourage laying up things on this earth if there is yet one soul on this earth that has not heard the gospel of the kingdom? All of our comfort and pleasure-loving ways and our earthly riches will be a terrible burden to us at the last judgment when we see how it has caused the death of so many saints who perished waiting on the hire of their labor while they reap down our fields of harvest, which we neglected while we chased after the things of this world. There is that makes himself rich, yet has nothing. There is that makes himself poor, yet has great riches. Proverbs 13:7. Brothers and sisters, take inventory of where your treasures are. Are you rich in the things of heaven? Are you divorced from the things of this earth? We will be raptured only by believing the faith in the death of self with Christ, not faith in denominations, not faith for things, not faith in water baptism, not faith in communion, etc., etc. Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. And the Holy Spirit shows us in 1 Corinthians 1:18 that believers are only those that believe in the preaching of the cross. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. The Holy Spirit in 2 Corinthians 13:5 lets us know that we are not reprobates from this one faith if the resurrected Christ is living through us doing the will of the Father. Brethren, examine yourselves. Jesus lets us know in Revelation 3:17 that many churchgoers confess that they are rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and they don't even know that they are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Are you in the faith? Do you have the witness of the resurrected Christ living inside of you now, doing the will of the Father, laying up treasures in heaven? Or will that day catch you unaware? Repent and come back to the cross. I've run out of time. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at
318-938-2691.
We have free books and tapes. Just call or write. God bless you.